With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is planning to spend between $150 million and $200 million to overhaul the 65-year-old Hungry Horse Dam in northwest Montana. The Daily Interlake in Kalispell reports the Bureau will focus on two of the facilities, four generating units simultaneously for 1 year, and individual generating units for 9 years. On-site work is expected to begin in 2020. Many of the plant's components have reached or exceeded their intended service life. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit seeking to block a tree thinning project in the Elkhorn Mountains near Helena. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen today rejected arguments by the Native Ecosystems Council and Montana Ecosystem Defense Council that the project conflicts with the Helena Lewis and Clark National Forest Plan and needs deeper environmental analysis. Christensen wrote that the project is minimalist in scope and that the U.S. Forest Service made a reasonable decision to approve it. The project proposes hand slashing or prescribed burning where needed across the 13,000 acres. The goal is to improve foraging and habitat for several animals, including elk, deer, moose, trout, and birds. A retired Roman Catholic priest is scheduled to appear in federal court in Great Falls on Tuesday to be formally charged with receipt of child pornography. Luther Conrad Krath is to appear before U.S. Magistrate John Johnston after a grand jury indicted the former Our Lady of Lourdes Parish priest last week. Montana's first-ever medical residency program for psychiatrists received a $250,000 gift today. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Until recently, Montana was one of only three states in the country without a program to train psychiatrists. The other two, Alaska and Wyoming, are also among the top three places for suicides per capita. Montana is at the top of that list.
Montana likes being number one, but not for this.
John Doran with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana announced the $250,000 donation to the new Billings Clinic Psychiatry Residency Program in Helena Monday.
Montana is in a mental health crisis. The reality is, mental illness is just like any other physical ailment, and we need to begin to treat it as such.
Billings Clinic announced its psychiatry training program through the University of Washington in September. The $250,000 gift from Blue Cross Blue Shield starts to build the Billings Clinic Foundation's goal of a $3.3 million endowment to fund the residency program into the future. A grant from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust is getting the residency program off the ground. But Billings Clinic officials say it will run at a $500,000 loss a year until a long-term funding source is found. Dr. Julie Kelso, the program's director, says Montana falls well below the national average for psychiatrists available to residents. Across the country, there's about 14 trained psychiatrists for every 100,000 people. In Montana, there's seven.
So this is going to be a way for us to get more psychiatrists in the state.
The inaugural three-person class of behavioral health residents will start working in Montana in 2021 after completing the first 2 years of their schooling in Seattle, Washington. Kelso expects most of the residents to stay in Montana when they finish their final 2 years of training here.
In other programs, about 70% of residents stay in the states where they train.
Once the residents start, Kelso says they'll rotate through rural hospitals on Native American reservations, state correctional facilities, and work with veterans. According to Billings Clinic, the psychiatry residency program's first class received more than 400 applications. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission voted today to adopt a rule to ready the state to manage grizzly bears in and around Glacier National Park if they're removed from the endangered species list.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
That rule sets mortality thresholds for grizzlies, which mean the state will manage a total population of at least roughly 1,000 bears in part of an area known as the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, home to the largest population of grizzlies in the lower 48. It also says the state will monitor connectivity of bears between ecosystems. The commission passed the rule unanimously, and it only takes effect if and when NCDE grizzlies are removed from the endangered species list. The timeline for that appears delayed following a federal judge's ruling in September overturning the delisting of grizzlies in and around Yellowstone National Park. The Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee, a group of federal, tribal, and state wildlife managers, are also meeting in Missoula this week to discuss the state rule legal challenges to delisting, and other issues affecting all six designated grizzly ecosystems in the lower 48. The meeting is open to the public starting at 10:15 a.m. Tuesday and 8 a.m. Wednesday at the Holiday Inn Missoula downtown. Yellowstone National Park reports that a steamboat geyser eruption on Saturday broke its all-time record for eruptions in a year. Since March 15th, the geyser has erupted 30 times, beating its 29 eruptions in 1964. A park geologist says the heightened activity from the tallest active geyser is uncommon but not unprecedented. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio.